This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Victor Dominy, a marketing guru with expertise in the health and wellness market. Mr. Dominy, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me back.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. And thanks again for joining us here on the program. So as we know, springtime has just arrived. What are some good skin and body routines we should consider following at this time?
Oh, well, as spring is in the air, as they say, people start to think about health. They start to think about, you know, getting back in shape. And there's no question that looking good and feeling good starts with a solid routine. And it doesn't have to be expensive or complicated. You know, in fact, there are great products out there that you can use regularly, and there are also products that you can use for multiple purposes. You know, what we put on our bodies and in our hair is equally as important as what we put into our bodies. So as the biggest organ of the body, our skin needs to be nurtured, nourished, and properly taken care of each and every day. So organic skin and hair care products, which are made with plant-derived ingredients as well as other naturally occurring ingredients, should be incorporated into your daily routine, you know? One of the things that I like is essential oils in particular are extremely beneficial for skincare and beauty routine. And in some cases, they're important for helping to even distress and help with other health benefits.
Tell us and get into it a little further. What are essential oils and why should we even consider using them?
Okay. Well, that's a great question. Essential oils are compounds that are extracted naturally from plants. So the plant scents and flavors or unique aromatic compounds, you know, give essential oils their characteristic essence. And these essential oils are most commonly used in aromatherapy, an alternative form of holistic therapy using aromas of the oils to balance you both emotionally and physically. They've been used for centuries as an alternative medicine to help treat various ailments. You know, there are many health benefits that are associated with essential oils because they are directly related to the use of those plants. You know, it's believed that those who suffer with stress, anxiety, depression can use natural oils for relief of many symptoms. Many essential oils are used for mood-enhancing benefits. Rosemary oil helps to reduce stress and also helps to improve cognitive function. Orange is used, you know, it's known to promote positive feelings. Grapefruit oil gives you a boost of energy, while jasmine can make you alert and, you know, plus it helps reduce stress. So eucalyptus is a natural stimulant. So there's a wide variety of uses for these natural essential oils. You know, since certain oils like rosemary and eucalyptus can reduce inflammation of the sinuses and throat, some people use these oils when they have colds. They simply put 5 to 7 drops of an essential oil into boiling water and to help them breathe easier. But you know, essential oils can be applied topically to treat various skin ailments. And finally, some people use essential oils around the home to freshen up things like laundry or to keep insects away. And so there's lots of uses for essential oils.
Yes, and it certainly sounds like essential oils are versatile and provide a lot of benefits. Can you tell our listeners more about the benefits of essential oils for the skin specifically?
Oh, yeah. One of the uses of essential oils is that they help clear up acne. Certain ingredients like lavender and tea tree oil have antimicrobial benefits, helping to reduce levels of acne-causing bacteria on the skin. This in turn helps calm inflammation, clears active breakouts. Lemon oil, for example, helps improve skin tone, and while lavender has powerful antiseptic properties and helps aid scrapes and has been known for its healing properties for literally centuries. Lemongrass has an antifungal and antiviral and antibacterial property that have balanced sebum production on the face. Essential oils are good for the hair, specifically to help control dandruff. Peppermint oil provides a cool and soothing sensation that's great for treating dandruff. There are literally hundreds of different uses. You know, it's recommended that when using essential oils topically, you should always dilute the oils and do a test patch on your skin, not your face, to avoid potential redness and to find out how your skin interacts with these essential oils because they are truly concentrated.
And certainly appreciate all those details today. We are with Mr. Victor Dominey, once again a marketing guru with expertise in the health and wellness market, and represents U.S. Organic here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Mr. Dominey, continuing on, why are organic products so important?
Well, organic skincare and organic hair care products are grown out of without synthetic fertilizers or pesticides, and these products are not only healthier for us, they're also better for the environment. So in order to earn a USDA organic seal, a product has to contain, excluding water and salt, only organically produced ingredients. You know, additionally, organic is one of the most heavily regulated certifications, often subject to, you know, rigorous inspections. You know, organic properties are coveted because they generally won't aggravate or worsen the skin like other products that may contain harmful ingredients.
And it certainly does make a whole lot of sense. Tell us, speaking of organic products, what products do you recommend?
Well, I prefer, as a father, I prefer to work with products that I trust. So I personally love the U.S. Organic brand. It's 100% natural. It's 100% organic. And as they have an extensive line of organic certified and natural products, you know, they're all made in harmony with nature, and I love that. As a USDA certified organic product manufacturer, U.S. Organic uses, you know, powerful and healthy organic and natural ingredients from certified suppliers all over the world. U.S. organic essential oils are perfect for aromatherapy and personal beauty and household cleaning. You know, I use them extensively. There are a whole host of essential oils to choose from, including basil and bergamot and cedarwood, and you know, there's chamomile and citronella and cinnamon leaf and clove stem, eucalyptus and frankincense, and you know, geranium and melissa, which is a combination of lemon balm, and there's lavender and lemon and lemongrass and lime and myrrh and patchouli and oregano, peppermint, you know, and all of these, you know, have a really great 100% natural, 100% organic creation. And I think it's important to note that I trust U.S. Organic because they aren't a synthetic. Now, there are other products on the market that are essential oils, but they are not natural and they're not synthetic. I mean, they are synthetic, and I like U.S. Organic because they're natural and USDA certified organic.
And that, too, is very important. Well, Mr. Dominey, really appreciate what you do in the space and bringing our attention to organic products, specifically U.S. organic products certified by the USDA. Tell us, where can listeners get all the details and make purchase of U.S. organic products?
You can find them in across the country in nice health stores. You can also find them in aromatherapy shops. You can also find them in salons. But for most people, you'll be able to get them through the website at us-organic.com.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Mr. Dominey, all the best, and thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks for having me back. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Victor Dominey, a marketing guru with expertise in the health and wellness market and represents U.S. Organic. And for further details, visit us-organic.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.